father of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst, you found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I'm watching them talk about the Jets picks. I'm sick of the Jets. Jets moved ahead to the Texans and took Breece Hall. Jets got Ahmad Gardner.
What I'm worried is that the difference between Breece Hall and Jalen Petrie could end up being fairly substantial. That's my fear.
Yeah.
Knowing that the Texans were one pick away and how much. I like Dameon Pierce. I think Breece is just a better back. So,
well, if Pierce works out, then you're just fine. And Petrie, you know what? Did they say they need defensive back help? Yes. What'd they do? Yeah. Two of their first three picks were defensive backs.
Lovie wasn't joking.
Yeah. And especially corner. And then they go and pick up three corners, undrafted corners. Boy, they are not happy at all with their cornerback situation. And maybe one of these guys can play. One of these young guys, these undrafted guys, can play as well.
How about this? We had this come in. By the way, I found out James Cook, petulant in high school, laid on the ground during the opening where the coaches, he got kicked out of the opening. They made him leave all his Nike stuff, and they said, this kid's so bad, like he was so misbehaving in high school that they went to.
What do you mean the opening?
The opening is a high school, like an all-star thing, basically. It's like 7-on-7, or they work out, they do stuff. And so it's the high school all-star thing, basically.
Oh, okay.
And he was laying on the ground in the middle of drills, wouldn't get up, was just laying there. And they're like, they went to Dalvin Cook and said, hey, Dalvin, can you do something about your brother? He's like, he won't listen to me. And that's when this guy who I talked to said, I knew then when he wouldn't even listen to Dalvin, it was going to be a real problem. Like his older brother, who's a dude, like he wouldn't even listen to him. So I'm kind of interested. That's a story I found out that I'm kind of interested to see how James Cook ends up in Buffalo. But they said he was like, they had to kick him out of the opening and made him keep all his Nike stuff. Like, you don't get to keep it. You keep that here. You don't get a car service. You get a cab. Like, get out. Go back. We're flying you back. So I learned that while I was in Los Angeles, and all I could think of was, wow, that's an interesting background. I'd never heard that before. By the way, two people have commented on this. Chase said, I learned that I wasted years of watching Ozark with that finale. And then we had
Oh, really?
Our guy Dustin said, I finished Ozark. It was good.
I liked it. I finished it too.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've heard some negative stuff.
I thought about that the season dragged, if you want to know the truth.
Yeah, I heard Big Angry. Charles Adams said after the first two, he goes, God, it's like the showrunner just left. He said,
It dragged. I thought there was too much. They just got into too much minutia.
I don't like the bad guy. The bad guy who came in from over the Mexican cartel, he's kind of cartoonish and clownish. It's a little over the top.
Well, you'll find out.
I say that. Of course, Better Call Saul's got one, too. And yeah. I am watching Better Call Saul.
It's a lot like that. The nephew comes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same kind of thing.
Yeah, the same thing. The nephew comes in. Although, Better Call Saul's nephew is...
He's not a good person. No.
Not a good person at all.
But the other one's not a good person either.
No, he's not a good person either. No. The cartel of nephews are, listen,
yeah.
I don't know what you think you're getting, but I do know what you're going to get. You're going to get a bad guy. That's what you're going to get.
You're going to get that.
Yeah, probably. But I didn't mind the ending at all. I thought the season was dragging. I'm like, there's another episode. How many episodes we got here? Let's move it. Let's keep this thing moving along here. So we watched a lot. We watched a lot of television yesterday. As a matter of fact, took a day off and watched a lot of television. Our Astros lost again. Now 500 on the season. And
so what's this about Jeremy Pena making a critical error in the seventh?
Well, kind of a big deal. Although all the runs were, I think all of his runs were earned. He had a no hitter. Fromber had a no hitter going into the sixth, and gave up all of them were earned. So I mean, it sucked, but it's not like it cost him the game. Listen, Phil Maton is not the same guy that he was in the playoffs last year.
Phil Maton wasn't that guy in the play.
He was in the playoffs.
He wasn't in the regular season either.
No, he wasn't.
He just had a little run in the playoffs.
Right.
But before then and after then, it hasn't. Now, you know, if you're going to have a sandwich, the playoff sandwich is not bad to have the meat in the playoffs. But it just hasn't been the same for Phil Maton since the playoffs. I hope that I had hoped he was turning a corner. I mean, people loved Phil Maton in the playoffs because he had that swagger to him, but it was not present in a lot of the regular season.
Yeah. So listen. They're not. I don't think that they're the same team this year. I mean, last year they started out much the same way. I just don't get the feeling that they're the same team. I just don't.
No.
They don't. And you know what? It's sort of five straight ALCSs. At some point, you're not going to be as good. And this team is just right now is not as good. Now, did you see Altuve running yesterday? He had a double.
Mm-hmm.
That was nice.
I saw the highlight.
It would be nice if you're back in full strength. Kyle Tucker is killing it. Kyle Tucker is up to 250 now, I believe.
Who cares? So he had a cold streak.
Yeah. No, he starts slowly. That's what he does.
That's what he does usually.
But my goodness. He's up to 250 right now. His OPS is 7-something.
And
from where he started just 2 weeks later, he should be player of the week. I'm going to see his week.
By the way, I missed, you can go, if you want to see the last 10 games, go to Doug Stats. This website has been around forever. And you can go see last 10 games, which I think is always a good
one. All right, so last Saturday he was 3-for-4. Then he was 0-for-5. Then he was 3-for-4 last Monday. 1-for-4, 1-for-4, 1-for-1, 2-for-4, 2-for-4. He had 2 home runs during that time. He had 7, 10, 11 RBIs over since last Saturday. Dude has just been on fire.
Yeah.
And he's coming up with big hits. He pinch hit home run. He had the double in the ninth inning yesterday, and George Springer blew it because he had that.
George didn't blow it. He made a
play for
it. George
ruined the double because Bregman. Yeah, he made a diving catch against Bregman.
Like, they'd probably see it a different way.
Yeah, they see it much differently than I do.
Blue Jays see it differently than you would.
Yeah.
Their filter's different.
Right. But, it just is. It sure would be nice to not have Nico Goodrum in the lineup. I know he had 2 hits. I mean, it just and Diaz, and when you get back to your lineup, it sure will be nice. Sure will be nice to get back to your regular lineup with Altuve. We'll see if he's at the top or what. And then Bregman, Diaz played third yesterday. So where does Dusty hit him? Third, because he just moved into Bregman's spot. I mean, I just don't understand Dusty.
Why would you hit Nico Goodrum's high and Aledmys Diaz high?
As soon as Nico Goodrum took over for Altuve, hitting first. What?
Why would Nico Goodrum be getting the most at-bats of any player on
the team? Goodrum was batting behind Tucker.
James, come on now.
When does Tucker get to move up? I just don't get it. He's still our 6-hole hitter.
Click's got to step in and tell Dusty. Say, hey, listen, come on now. And Dusty's going to say, you gave me this guy.
Yeah.
You know what? We'll see. I didn't ask for Nico Goodrum. So you know what? You gave me Nico Goodrum. Now you're going to get a whole box full of Nico Goodrums.
I don't want
to. See how you like it.
Yeah.
Maybe Dusty's doing it out of spite.
Why couldn't he give him like the little piece of candy, not the whole box of candy?
I didn't want the
Nico
whole box.
Nico Goodrum candy.
Yeah. Well, I think he was supposed to be just little pieces.
Yeah.
He didn't expect Jose Altuve to get hurt. But, Nico Goodrum is, he's performed about like his stats would tell you he was going
to. Yeah, that's Nico Goodrum's being Nico Goodrum right now. And Maldonado's even, it's really, really not good. Holy crap. Do you see his numbers?
Yeah.
Brad Ausmus is laughing at these numbers. His OPS is 400.
Wow. That's so low.
400.
I've seen a
222 on base and 178 slugging. It's 400.
What? 170 slugging? Does that mean he doesn't have any extra base hits?
He's got 089 average.
He's hitting 89?
89.
Oh, my. That's the lowest slashes I've ever heard of.
It's just, I don't, I thought,
that's
man.
Why they call him Machete.
Well, that's not why you call someone Machete. Oh. You would think you'd be dangerous if you were a Machete. That's not the
they
case.
Call him Machete.
You got anything you want to talk about, bro? Draft-wise, give us a...
Yeah, he has a double this year.
713-780-3776.
He has a homer this year, too. If not for that home run, where would he be? Yeah.
Who cares if Tucker's on fire? So is Yordan, and they still bat in the 5 or 6 hole steadily. No, Yordan bats 4th all the time. But, man, why not move Tucker up to 2 or 3? Why is Aledmys Diaz hitting 3rd when you have Kyle Tucker in the lineup? Can somebody explain me this? Oh, my goodness. It's just unbelievable. 713-780-3776 if you would like to get in here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Or if you want a patio, you talk to Lance.
Texas Custom Patios, chance for you to take advantage of the great work that they're doing here locally with building out outdoor living spaces for you. And what Texas Custom Patios does for you is that they will build an outdoor living space that is built of the finest materials. It comes with the guarantee of knowing that whatever you pay for that, the price will not go up. They will not say, well, we've had to add this. There's a shortage on this, so we had to pay more. Whatever their price is their price. It never changes for you, even if they have to make corrections. And they will make some small corrections. They made some small corrections at my house when they finished. It's not a big deal at all, and I didn't have to pay for any of it. Texas Custom Patios builds outdoor living spaces that turn your outdoor space into an oasis. And, I mean, television, sound system, you can get outdoor fireplace, fire pit, kitchen, flat top, grill, whatever you are thinking of, they can do it for you. But in most cases, you can't conceive of what the space should look like. That's why the experts over at Texas Custom Patios, they do just that. And when they build it out for you, you're going to have years of enjoyment in your new space. Make sure that you go to Texas Custom Patios and look at their before and afters to get an idea of what your home is going to look like. TexasCustomPatios.com.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting InnovationMap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map. Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. A reminder that next Wednesday, Keyshawn Johnson's going to be here. We're having our listener appreciation party. And we want you to come along by. It's at St. Arnold Brewery. We'll be broadcasting live from noon until 9 p.m. So come on out. Great beer, delicious food, door prizes, whole lot more. Chef Ryan's got a pizza for Keyshawn. Just give me the damn pizza. Come on out there. May 11th, listener appreciation party at St. Arnold Brewery. 713-780-3776. Oh, my goodness. This is just horrible. It's unbelievable. Jason Castro has one hit in 27 plate appearances, 22 at bats, 1 for 22. So the two of them together are 5 for 68. Castro and Maldonado, the catcher position is 5 for 68 this year. That's not good. Okay. I don't know if you heard.
We're on pace to see the worst hitting performance by a tandem position. Catcher in the history of football.
History
of baseball.
They're hitting 0.73.
Well, yeah, any position, you just figure catcher is going to be the position, but it's got to be the worst that's ever existed in the history of baseball. Even dead ball era where guys maybe had, you know, combine injuries where they cut off part of their ankle and they, you know, maybe emphysema for one of the smoking catchers that they had, who was also a farmer. Even that guy in the dead ball era hit better than Jason Castro and Martin Maldonado.
I'm sorry, I didn't give enough credit. It's 5 for 67, which is 0.74.
Batting average as a team
as
at the catcher position.
At the catcher position,
That seems like a record. It seems like they're going to set a record for worst.
It could well be. It's so bad. I mean, at any point, do you look to, what's his name? The catcher in the minors, the big prospect. He homered yesterday. Three-run shot.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Corey Lee. Yeah. I think you do because, no, you don't. Here's why.
You still got to handle them.
Yeah, Jason Castro is a pinch hitter, too. He's left-handed. Maldi is just too important from a pitch handling. No, you're not going to see Corey Lee this year. You'll just suffer through the hitting of the catcher. Corey Lee will be next year. It'll be bye-bye time for Jason Castro, and Corey Lee will take over. And Corey Lee, it may turn into Corey Lee being a full-time catcher and Maldonado being the specialist for certain pitchers, you know, where we see him two times.
They love him. They love him.
I know, and I know. But you know what? Depending on how the hitting goes, you may not be able to afford to have
just
giant gaps in
your lineup. Not when you're scoring two runs a game. I mean, honestly,
yeah, it's been a problem.
They scored 28 runs this week, which is an average of 4 a game in 7 games.
They're sleeping.
They had 11 in one game. It's either and it's not. Well, it's not boom or bust. It's pretty much bust every day. And then they had out of nowhere, they have an 11 spot.
It's just bust. There's no boom.
Bust.
It's bust or bust.
It's unbelievable how bad they are offensively right now. Getting Altuve back, maybe. Why is Tucker hitting sixth? It just makes me nuts. I know he obviously was in a slump, but he's always bad. He's always been. He never for whatever reason. Oh, Kyle Tucker, who was in the last two thirds of last season, was one of the best hitters in baseball. Hey, he's our six hole hitter. That's all there is to it. Why? Why is this the case? Can somebody explain to me what Kyle Tucker did to Pawpaw's somebody in Pawpaw's family? Can somebody explain it to me? Because he won't move him up in the order.
I don't know why. I don't know what it is. Why Dusty gets so locked in on certain things? I don't get what that is. I mean, can't you just bounce guys around? Isn't that? It's not going to jack with them. You're not. I understand not jacking with certain hammers in the middle of your lineup if you don't want to. But everything else should be fluid. This is all your. This is jostling for the postseason is what you're doing. You're figuring out who your team is. And your team right now could be a little different. You think you know all your guys, but you don't know where Nico Goodrum and Aledmys Diaz. Well, I mean, you do, but you got to be moving those guys at some point. You can't just continue to have, the same guys hitting in the same spots when they prove that they can't do it. Or pitchers. And this is a baseball thing. It's not just Dusty. Why are there certain guys that you realize? This guy is usually bad. Why does he keep playing? In no other sport do you continue to put a bad player out. And in baseball, they're like, well, the numbers tell us. The numbers tell us that one day he may not be this bad. That's what the numbers are telling you? I don't know. The numbers are telling me that he sucks. Why is baseball doing this? In basketball, you wouldn't do it. If you know a guy can't play, he's on the bench. Somebody else is in. In baseball, it's like, well, he's on the roster. We might as well throw him out there, see if he's got something today. Like, he doesn't.
Because he's old. Old people aren't down for changes. Change him. Move him up. Lead Tucker off. How would that be? Unbelievable. Lead him off. He's your best hitter. Make him come to the plate more times than anybody else. When we come back, we haven't even touched on the basketball from this weekend. We'll do it on the other side right here on ESPN.
Man.
97.5.
Yeah, we haven't even gotten to.
And 90.
This is James. Have you noticed it's like James doesn't even play for the 76ers anymore? No one even talks about him anymore.
Well, with Embiid down, it'll be interesting to see how much of a role this he's going to have to take
this
on.
This is his big chance to say, F all y'all. Watch me put him on.
Yeah, Jimmy Butler's down too, though, so it'll be interesting.
You know it's not going to happen.
It'll be interesting. Right now, though. Some insurance is what people need.
TGS Insurance. Text the word money to 232323. And before you know it, you are going to have competitive rates texted to you. It usually happens within 15 seconds. And having competitive rates, that's a really big deal because you want to make sure that you get the very best prices so that you can put more of your money back in your pocket. You don't want to have to pay ridiculous amounts of money for homeowners insurance. And yet, if you stay with the same company year after year and you don't shop for a rate, it's what's going to happen. You're going to get hit. There is no way around it because rates do nothing but go up. They never go down for you. So text the word money to 232323. Get competitive rates on your homeowner's insurance because TJS Insurance has aggregated A-rated companies and they're shopping them for you, but they can do it in a matter of seconds. Text the word money to 232323. That's TJSinsurance.com.
ESPN 97.5. Listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So, yesterday, how about Klay Thompson hitting the game-winner three? And it was a pretty good, I was listening to the boys, Keyshawn, Jay, and Max this morning, and Jay says, man, you know, you got to have a veteran that's not going to go for the head fake and is going to, you know, stay down. I would rather have Klay Thompson driving the basket and having maybe shoot over one of the trees, he said, as opposed to just having an open three. You can't jump in that situation. You just can't get off your feet in that situation. And here, did you see it? Here he is. Come, boom, jump, yeah. Ran by him. Klay knocks down the three.
It's your instinct to jump, but the fact is you're not going to block it. You just can't because what you give is the opportunity to pump fake you. And so coaches, like Kelvin Sampson talked about this during the postseason, one of the things that he loved about his players, and I can't remember which of the game it was, but his team, he mentioned, we're not going for up fakes. Like he said, we're staying on the ground, meaning don't jump up in the air because then you give the opponent a chance to get around you. So stay on the ground. If they jump up over you and shoot, so be it. But you're not letting them fake you and get an open look. So yeah, that was a critical mistake. So James Harden plays for this was supposed to be a monster deal. James Harden goes and he goes back and he's with Embiid. He's Daryl Morey gets his guy and all this stuff. And now the problem is James is a ghost. Like Tyrese Maxey has turned into a bigger player than James Harden on that team. And Joel Embiid is going to be out for at least a couple games in this series. He may make it back to three, may make it back to four, orbital fracture. That could be enough to just do the 76ers in. But typically what you should be saying is, oh, well, this is why you have James Harden. James Harden, like Giannis or like any of these other stars, Kevin Durant, he'll put the team on his back and try to will them to victory. The problem is no one's even saying that anymore. This is how quickly James's star has fallen off.
It really is.
No one's talking about James Harden leading this team. They're just talking about when Joel Embiid is going to get back. And if James Harden wants to change the narrative of his demise because he's really begun to fall off, this is where he could do it. A huge series where he comes out 35 points, 8 assists, 7 rebounds, and a winning effort in game one. Something like
in
that.
In a game one, I could see it happening.
I could. The question is, can he sustain? Because he has a hard time sustaining in the playoffs.
Well, I mean, if it's a clutch situation, then I'm not counting on James. But a game one.
Yeah, but you have clutch situations in the game, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you need it. You know what? James needs to have like a 7 or 8 point lead so it doesn't get tight.
Do you want James going dribble, 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 no. Step back with 4 seconds left?
No. But that's what you're going to get.
No, you're not. I would rather James give up the ball. Well, James will do that, and with 4 seconds left on the shot clock, he'll give it up. I'd hate to see guys fail, but it doesn't bother me at all that James is really struggling. It really doesn't bother me in the least.
Me either. And here's why. I know James did a lot of great things for the Houston Rockets, and I respect that. But here's my big problem. James Harden also single-handedly kicked out coaches and other players and ran this organization, helped run it in the ground, and then when he didn't like it anymore, he left. When he was done with it, when he was done being the coach and the general manager at the end, he just took off. And that's that. And when it was the biggest situations, James didn't show up for this organization.
No. As a matter of fact, he shut it down. Operation Shutdown. A couple of times, Operation Shutdown.
But, you know, the Chris Paul thing really set this organization on a quick downward spiral when he couldn't get along with Chris Paul. Because what would have happened the next year is we would have seen healthy Chris Paul, and Chris Paul would have got back to the same 2017-2018 version that got 65 wins. We saw it happen. Chris Paul with Oklahoma City was much better in 2020. Now in 2021 and 2022, Chris Paul's a dude again. Like, he had way more basketball left in him. And James shooed him away. And Daryl tried to lie to us and say, no, he's not going anywhere. Everything's fine. He's staying here. And Tillman Fertitta was telling everybody, no, it's not.
It's not fine.
No, it's not fine.
No, it's awful, as a matter of fact. And that's why they all bailed. That's why everybody got out of here. It'll be interesting to see with Luka back healthy. You think they got a shot against the Suns?
I do. I do think they have a shot. But Luka has not been one either. Like, Luka's performed at a high level, but it hasn't translated into the
Well, he's had no help.
That's what I mean. Like, he had Kristaps Porzingis, and Porzingis
he wasn't even there.
He never did what he was supposed to do. So the way I look at this is you're not going to I think they have a chance to play. I think Luka has a chance to put some pressure on Phoenix with Devin Booker out. But I think ultimately the big concern I have with Dallas is who steps up, because Luka can't do it alone. Not in the second round. You got to have somebody else step up. And I'm just not sure. I'm not sure that Luka can carry a team to the conference finals.
In an elimination game, is he the opposite of James? Chris Paul was 14 for 14.
Oh, yeah.
In the elimination game.
Oh, Elimination Chris is typically pretty good.
Yeah, elimination.
Not with the Clippers.
But he has
had his moments.
He's been much better of late.
He's had his moments when he's been healthier. Of course, against the Warriors, people could point out in 19, like, oh, really? How was that elimination Chris against the Warriors?
Yeah.
So, that's actually fair. It's actually been one of the knocks on him.
Yeah, but that was an unbelievable game. That'll be a good series. The Heat with their injuries, the Sixers with their injuries, that'll be interesting. And how about the Celtics just folding in game one? The Bucks looking a triple-double out of Giannis, although he didn't shoot well. But the Celts coming up with an 89 spot. Boy, the Bucks can play some defense. 101-89 was the final, and that series is 1-0 in favor of the Bucks. The two road teams won yesterday. 117-116, the Warriors over the Grizz, and then the Bucks beat the Celtics 101-89. All right, news of the weird coming your way next. And a reminder, next Wednesday, we are going to have our listener appreciation party with Keyshawn Johnson, and we'll be at St. Arnold Brewery. We want you to
that
come
should be
on
a lot
out
of
there.
Fun.
It'll be a lot of fun. I think it'll be great. So we're going to do some emceeing on that thing, you and I, that night. So come drunk. Well, I'll be playing golf all that day, and then
you don't
show
have
up.
To come drunk. Don't listen to John's bullying about forcing you guys.
Talking about you doing it, because we're going to be on the mic that night.
So how are you going to do?
I'm going to. Don't worry. I'll be primed. I'll be primed.
I didn't say you're not.
Yeah.
I'm asking how you're going to do.
Well, I'm going to do just fine. I'm going to have.
Are you going to make any kids scared again,
well,
like you did at that golf tournament?
Well, we're doing this until 9 o'clock. Apparently, we're going to be live until 9 o'clock. I don't know if this cuts into Patrick Creighton's show or what happens.
Wait, no, we're just out there. We're not on the
air.
Oh,
no. We're broadcasting live till 9 o'clock.
So all the shows are out there together?
Yeah,
doing,
and
taking
and
turns.
I don't know if Patrick Creighton's just going to do his show or we're going to do something. Because we're doing you and I are doing a Q&A with Keyshawn.
And then what is it?
And I don't know what time that starts. That'll be interesting.
Okay.
You and I are going to do something.
I mean, that's not a whole show. Obviously.
No. Yeah. But it'll be fun.
But it's going to be on the air?
And I'm hoping it's not on the air because I want to do it blue. I want to work blue.
Yeah. I was just thinking of how that's not going to work.
I'm not going to, not like, like,
no,
I'm,
you're not
Australian.
To,
not like I'm Australian.
No, but you're not going to be able to hold back. Like, they'll have to dump you at some point.
Well, I'm hoping it's not live. That's what I'm saying. So
yeah. It's best that it's not on radio.
Yeah, I think it'll be.
I'm just to anybody listening right now who's a decision maker, Mr. Gow, Mr. Farkerson, anybody who's Graham, whoever. That's an insult. Whoever's listening here,
yeah, Craig,
do not put this on the radio.
I don't think you should, because Keyshawn is going to drop. Because Keyshawn's a big Dodger fan, Laker fan. Guess what? I don't think it might not be me that's dropping F-bombs.
No.
The way I'm going to treat him.
Yeah, no. We need to. This just needs to be. You have to go out there to hear this.
Yeah,
that's what that needs.
No. You got to. And I don't think there's any question.
I think that's a smart move.
Yeah.
Sometimes there are things that are very obvious, right in your face. Not putting John on the radio
at like
to
7 o'clock
trash
at night.
Talk one of the infamous trash talkers in NFL football history,
yeah.
Keyshawn Johnson, who wrote a book called "Give Me the Damn Ball" when he was like a second year in the NFL.
Right.
We gotta get Jeff Van Gundy. Oh well, Jeff's probably gonna be busy.
Yeah, Jeff's a little busy. You know what? With you
when's
know,
this gonna
NBA
be again?
Playoffs? Next Wednesday.
Yeah, basketball's not over by then.
Yeah.
Jeff will be a little busy because Jeff Van Gundy had one of the funniest Keyshawn Johnson stories. I'll see if I can get him to tell that story.
Parcells
and we can
thing,
play
wasn't it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah. All right. When we come back, you could be prosecuted on the moon. You could be prosecuted for any kind of crime that you commit on the moon next, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now, it's a crime if you don't. If you don't take care of your house, if you don't take care of your business, if you don't upgrade, if you don't, you know, fix it up, if you don't, you know, add that outdoor, if you don't put anything into your home, guess what you're not going to get when you sell it, anything out of it. Because so the tile floor that or wood floors, whatever it is, Jeff can fix those as well. How about your cabinets? How about your countertops? How about your vanities? How about your outdoor? Do you have an outdoor patio? Do you have an outdoor kitchen? If you don't, then your house isn't going to be worth not going to be worth anything when you're trying to sell it. You're looking for the best way to get in, you know, make that home improvement. Jeff Aronoff is here. Business as well, okay? I don't know what you need your business-wise, but Jeff Aronoff can get that job done for you. 713-880-2822. Absolute Marble and Granite. He's been around forever, and he's going to get that job done for you. 713-880-2822. It's Absolute Marble and Granite.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5. On ESPN 97.5.
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on The Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zerline.
Lance, did you ever go to a taqueria in Mexico?
I have not. Never been to Mexico.
Never been to Mexico. Wow, you haven't? Wow. I've been a bunch. I don't remember going to taquerias. I hope I didn't go to this one. Two Mexican men are going on trial for selling dog meat to taco shops. Apparently, neighbors became concerned when the smell from their home got so bad that they called police. Police found that they had stolen dogs, killed them, and then sold the meat to taquerias.
Oh,
do you want
gosh.
Dog taqueria anytime soon?
No.
No?
I don't want that kind of taqueria.
Apparently.
How are you going to like that? What are you in the joint for? Stealing dogs and selling the meat to taquerias? Like, what?
Oh, dude.
What did you do? That I can't imagine that's going to be looked upon kindly.
No, I don't imagine.
Jerking around with a taqueria?
Yeah. Oh, no,
you,
no,
one
no,
of those
yeah.
guys could have eaten there.
Yeah. You know how many guys eat? Oh, those prisoners eat at taquerias?
Yeah. I mean, you know how many of me eat at taquerias?
Canada apparently looks to prosecute crimes on the moon.
Huh.
Canadian lawmakers were set to vote Thursday on amending the nation's criminal code to allow for the prosecution of crimes committed on the moon.
So if they do anything there, we're going to prosecute you on the moon, too.
Yeah, there.
Yeah, you're going to be in some big trouble.
Ooh.
You do that stuff on the moon, you're going to have a lot of problems with us. Hey, easy, Canadians. We're going to break out pretty good there.
A Lakota school board member, apparently she's under fire. She was advocating abstinence.
Lakota is a tribal.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, she was
advocating abstinence. Okay.
But apparently she sent out, while she was advocating abstinence, a porn link.
Oh.
So
I'd like to know more about
she's
the
been
story.
Voted.
There's some stories I want to know more about. How did this happen?
Mm.
Did she send the wrong link to something? Like, how did this happen? How did she hit copy? And because at some point you have to copy that. And it had to be you hit.
Yeah,
paste.
I guess. Oh, don't go to this or whatever. Here's what it said. If you exposed our community, including potentially children, to inappropriate sexual content by trying to raise awareness about what to keep out of our schools,
it on purpose.
Your manner of communication has placed it directly into our school community. Your conduct was fundamentally wrong, and we expect you to take responsibility. Yeah, you don't put, hey, everybody, don't go to porn to I don't even know any porn sites, do you?
No, I wouldn't even know.
Pornhub. Do not go to Pornhub, everybody.
Know what that is, but RedTube. I don't know any of that stuff, but this is the thing. This is the thing.
This is the thing.
If you, that's like when you hear about people, when you know, you got to know, just like when you hear about a coach or a teacher who has used the N-word, but yeah, they used it to say, we don't say, you guys are running around here saying this, right, and this. And it's not right. Like, hey, you know you're not supposed to do that. That's like her going, and you know what? Porn is bad. Look at this bad stuff. Here's some porn. Does that look good? Like, kids should watch it? Like, you're not supposed to do that.
That's not how
you
we do it.
You don't show us porn to say don't watch porn for kids. You knew that. You knew that. Come on, teacher.
I don't know if I saw this coming. Nearly 1 in 5 North Korean defectors say they regret coming to South Korea. It seems like a higher percentage.
No, North Korea is the bad one.
Yeah.
They regret going to South Korea?
They 1 out of 5 regret. That's not...
That's 20%. That's not bad. What do they not like about it?
Wait a minute. They were in North Korea. Let's
not forget.
I know.
What do they not like about it? Like, it's much less structured here.
Maybe.
Structured, or you mean they have... You have more control of your own life.
Yeah, I don't think they're putting this out. Hey, come visit South Korea.
Hey, do you guys have any former NBA champions over here talking to your people in South Korea? No, we've got Rodman. There's nothing over here in South Korea. This place sucks. I'm out of here. Get me back to North Korea.
What did Kim Jong-un just claim what did he just claim he invented?
Like he was the first person to dunk or something. He was like something crazy.
Yeah. A 26-year-old man volunteered to drink a dysentery smoothie that would give him life-threatening diarrhea to help scientists make a vaccine.
He said he invented the burrito.
The burrito, yeah. So this guy...
invented the burrito. Look what I just done. Now, to be fair, everybody thought they invented French fries in a sandwich or potato chips in a sandwich. That's just instinctive, right? You put French fries or potato chips or something in a sandwich?
But I stole it from somebody. I learned it from... That's learned behavior. French fries.
Maybe so. Yeah. The burrito, like putting stuff in a tortilla, big deal.
Do they even have tortillas in North Korea?
I mean, do they have kamals?
I
don't think so. That's a good point. How'd they get tortillas there?
A 26-year-old man volunteered to drink a dysentery smoothie that would give him life-threatening diarrhea to help scientists make a vaccine.
He said it's the
most brutally sick I've ever been.
Oh, he did it?
Would you do that for the good of the people?
How much money?
I don't know that they gave him anything. He's doing it he's altruist. He was paid, he earned more than $7,000. Would you drink...
So he was paid $7,000.
A potentially life-threatening dysentery smoothie.
No, for $7,000?
$7,000.
I tell you what. If you gave me $17,000 per month,
you're not altruistic. Like
for 2 years, I will do that.
What would you do?
$17,000 a month for 2 years.
You would not do it.
Yeah.
Oh, one time. But you'd only do it once. You'd only drink it one time.
No, I'm only doing it one time.
No, you
got to
drink it every month.
No. I want the payments to keep rolling in. No, absolutely not.
No, I don't know. I ain't doing that. Period.
If you're keeping track of it, I want basically $400,000 to do it.
Yeah. Apparently, a study says highly attractive women wearing makeup are perceived as more aggressive by other women. Do you think that highly attractive women should wear makeup when they're already highly attractive?
I don't think that's like steroids. That's like Barry Bonds using steroids. Barry, you're already really good.
Right.
You're already really good. Why are you using steroids? This isn't fair.
It's not fair.
This isn't fair, and I think that's my guess is that's why they're saying that.
They said they just looked at women. 472 women viewed women, attractive or unattractive faces, to see what they were about their makeup, but they felt like the women that were attractive were more aggressive.
Aggressive meaning what?
I don't really care. An Ohio man called 911 when his air conditioning went out. Do you think you should call 911? Hey, listen, how hot was it?
911, what is your emergency? My air conditioner's out. It's super hot. Please send someone now.
Is there a medical situation here, or is it life-threatening?
Well, it could be. It's hot.
It's really hot here.
Sir, go to
I'm dying in here.
Go to your car and turn on the car and sit in your AC in the car right now, and we'll send over an air conditioning specialist to fix this for you.
You called a 911 because your air conditioning was out. That's not even a top 30 worst things I've ever heard.
No.
I mean, we've heard people, somebody took somebody else's French fries and 911 got called.
Yeah. No, that's not. Hey, my air conditioner's on. I can see.
Honestly, I can see my kids.
Yeah. A California man apparently crashed his car. When the ambulance showed up, he stole it. He had somewhere to be. I gotta go.
That's a pretty sneaky move right there.
That's a pretty good move. But you're gonna get caught.
You're gonna get caught, but that's a pretty sneaky move. Like, I need an ambulance, and then you take the ambulance.
Well, because he had a DUI, he wanted to get out of there before the cops came. Ambulance came. So not only were you driving your car drunk, you also drove a stolen ambulance.
Ooh,
drunk.
So how much more?
That's a lot more
take?
Charges.
Yeah,
that's
I
a lot
think
more.
So, right?
No. That's a lot more charges.
That's some heat.
A Florida woman broke out. Okay, have you ever had a sobriety test by a cop on the side
of
the
road? I've never had one.
I've had them.
You have?
Yeah. I passed. Okay.
How many of these have you had?
One when I was in college, and then one about 15 years ago.
Here. Oh, okay.
Yeah, but it was.
Well, while we were doing a show.
Yeah. I had one night. It was. I mean, I was sober. A Florida woman. Apparently, she had hers roadside sobriety test. She broke out her dance moves. Do you think that you should try dancing in front of the cops to get out of your DUI?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
No, it proved that she was really wasted.
Oh, well, but if she was a good dancer and showed a lot of, like, coordination, maybe that would have helped her.
Yeah.
Well, you're doing other things, right? You're walking the line. You're doing this move.
Now can you dance? But a lot of times when you're dancing, it's because you're drunk. Okay?
Have you lost
your inhibitions.
Have you seen the video of the stripper dancing? And it's clear that she, like, is new and she's never really danced. Like, it's the most sad, funny video.
I want to see it.
I think Chris Sola sent it to me. So it's basically people talk about the work shortages, like the shortage in workers. And like, work shortages.
It's a strip club.
Yeah, it is.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it is.
Hey, it's hard to find skilled workers anymore.
Look at her dance.
We got some.
Look at her dance.
She's doing an Irish jig.
She did a river dance. Does that look like a stripper dance at all?
It does not look like a stripper dance. I love her. It's time to go. It's Vanessa and Galan next.
My first night at the club.
Right here on ESPN.
After lying on my job application. 97.5
and 92.5.